Mount Allison graduates had their moment to cross the stage at Convocation Hall and receive their degrees earlier this month. But 150 years ago this weekend, another graduate earned her degree and achieved a historic first. On May 25, 1875, Grace Annie Lockhart became the first woman in the British Empire to earn an undergraduate university degree. Born in St. John, Lockhart came to Mount Allison as a 16-year-old, attending the Ladies' College and first completing her Mistress of Liberal Arts degree. Then a year later, she completed her Bachelor of Science degree and made history. CHMA sat down with Mount Allison archivist David Mawinney to hear more about Lockhart's story and started off asking what it was like at Mount Allison at that time, especially for women like Lockhart.
Well, for women in that time, it would have been an extremely controlled environment. Any time that they would have left the building to go on a processed walk, they would have been chaperoned by faculty or other women from the community. Men were not allowed to see them. In front of the Ladies' College, there's this wonderful image of an evergreen elliptical hedge. And there was a gate, and there was a man that stood at that gate, and the women were allowed to go into that confined area. So their lives were very much controlled. But the other thing that I would say related to that is that they were also given, an academic program that was created by a woman named Mary Electa Adams, who came here when the Ladies' College opened in 1854. She had been denied the opportunity to get a degree. She had attended Victoria College when it was in Belleville, Ontario, before it went to U of T. And I think that there was always a bitterness in her, but also this drive and desire to ensure that women were educated at the same level as men and that they would ultimately achieve that. And the thing that is sort of nice to think about is that she lived long enough to know that she had set that process in place and would have been able to read about one of the students that came after her actually receiving that degree.
Before Grace Annie Lockhart could graduate with a Bachelor of Science degree, the powers that be at Mount Allison had to make the decision to grant degrees to women. We asked Mawinney why he thinks Mount Allison took that step when it did.
I think that the biggest thing is, and this is something that we still are trying to grapple, it was small. It was nimble. And I think within the environment, when you have a class size, like the class that she graduated in, there were 8 graduates. So in that time period, I think that there would have been a lot of cross-pollination. And the principal who was responsible for the Ladies' College at the time, a man named James R. Inch, who ultimately became the third president, had the belief that women were as intelligent as men. He had a mixture of his own children, daughters and sons, and he believed that they both should get the same education, regardless of what their gender was. And he pushed for that. And so that change was announced in Lingley Hall, which was the main hall in that time period in 1872. And I have this very romantic idea of Grace Annie Lockhart actually sitting there, because she would have been here at that point in time. She came as a 16-year-old. So maybe he inspired her to be that person that wanted to get that degree after that announcement.
That's Mount Allison archivist David Mawinney speaking about Grace Annie Lockhart, the first woman in the British Empire to receive an undergraduate degree right here at Mount Allison on May 25th, 1875.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.